Joining us on the HBB studio line, a man who's no stranger to studio work. He's worked with members of Black Sabbath, Foghat, Survivor, and Quiet Riot, and has also been a part of the John Lawton Band. Errol Sora is joining us on the HBB studio line. Errol, we were just talking off the air about your debut album, and you were saying there are a lot of people around nowadays who don't really want to talk about that classic rock sound. They don't want to talk about the 80s metal scene and the 80s metal hard rock sound. Are you noticing that's changing nowadays?
I think so. You know, I mean, the funny thing is, I think I was living in the UK for so many years, and I just recently moved back to Vancouver. But of course, the Darkness were huge over there, and a lot of people, when they came out, a lot of people were thinking, well, you know, maybe guitar-oriented rock will come back in a big way now. And I don't know. I mean, I was kind of expecting probably more bands sort of in that vein to pop up, but I haven't seen too many. But I think it's still steadily increasing. I think people are slightly more interested in hearing guitar solos again. Maybe not, you know, overbearing just instrumental oriented albums, but I think just music with good guitar solos that hopefully augment or just add to a song rather than take over it.
You were just saying that you just got back from the UK. What's the music scene like there? Because I know it doesn't really change much from year to year over there compared to here, where it changes almost on a monthly basis.
Yeah, well, I find it is very trendy there. One thing about the UK, they're very much into singles there, and what's the flavor of the month? One month will be different the next month. I think there still is a very, like you were saying, consistent, I think, fan base for a lot of hard rock bands, which are very loyal, et cetera, especially for all the kind of Deep Purple-oriented type bands, which is great. But also, it is very trendy as far as, I think, a lot of bands there don't have too much longevity, I think, as far as at least a lot of the new younger bands. And like I said, if you go into the record stores there, they're so much into their singles, so much more than North America. It's very important, who's top 10, this week, et cetera. So it's different. I think for a lot of the pop bands, there's quite a short attention span from the buying public for some reason there.
Living in the UK, is that kind of what gave you the passion to record a solo album?
Well, what it was, I ended up playing with, for the past few years, I've been playing with the ex-singer for Your Eye Heap, John Lawton, and his band. It's called the John Lawton Band. When I was young, I mean, I was just a huge fan of his. I always thought I listened to his CD. So when he was playing a gig a few years ago in London, I went to the show and I had a demo CD on me, and I just gave it to him, and well, I was a friend of his, and said, if you ever need a guitar player, give me a ring. And he did. So that was great. Then we ended up, we recorded it with one studio CD and two studio ones. One was one I sort of just jumped in at the last minute. It was a collaboration between him and a bass player, and I just did a couple of guitar solos, and that was my audition with the band. So it was nerve-wracking and stressful, but it was a good experience. And then since then, we've done a couple of DVDs, and it's taken me to many different countries throughout Europe, Lithuania, Slovenia, Norway. It's been great. But what happened was, towards the end of last year, John decided to take a break from live gigs, etc. So I came back here, since the response I had from a lot of the John Lawton fans, I had a demo CD that was sort of circulating on the internet, and a lot of people asked me, you should record this. So that kind of pushed me to do this. And I ended up, having a great time last year recording most of this with a few friends in Vancouver, taking the time to do it right. And, yeah, it's just been a dream come true to actually say, yes, I've finally done an album that I can look back and where you had total creative control over, for better or for worse, because at least I'll take full responsibility. If people don't like it, hey, I'll blame myself. If they do like it, then that's great, too.
Now,
opportunity. And I think if I didn't join the John Lawton Band and get, I think, a lot of the encouragement from fans, I don't know whether it would have been done around this time. It would have been quite different, I think.
Now, you were saying you were a huge fan of John Lawton beforehand. What was it like actually getting to work with somebody that you admire?
It was great. I mean, he is so easygoing, and he's just like a mate. He's very upfront. He's not pretentious at all. He doesn't have an ego at all. So it was really refreshing, as far as working with him. It's just like you're friends with him. You go to the pub, have a few drinks, and play music, and that's the way it should be. It's great. So, and I hope to do stuff again with him in the future. It's just a bit up in the air. I think he's waiting till next year to decide on the best, say, way forward as far as possibly recording another CD or not. But he was great, and the other guys in the band are great, too.
And it must be pretty cool for you to know that your music was making an impact, because you're saying a lot of these fans of the John Lawton Band were contacting you about your own music. That must be a cool feeling for you, too.
It really was, you know, and I appreciate it so much. I didn't expect it. I just had a demo CD. I had the one actually I gave to John, and I had given it to a couple of the Uriah Heep fans just as a favor. They said, hey, we'd like to hear this. And then I started getting a few emails saying, you know, we'd like to possibly put this out. I didn't think it was very good quality. It was really demo recordings, but then it prompted me to try and record a proper album if I had the opportunity, and a friend of mine had a really good studio, gave me a really good rate on it, so it's an uphill battle, you know, trying to promote it, and I'm in the process of trying to secure, say, wider distribution in Europe, so hopefully that'll come together fairly soon. In a sense, I guess I just want to sort of test the waters here the first few months, and so far it's been going great, but it is hard work.
I guess it is hard work, considering right now it seems like you're doing everything on your own, but
yeah.
It must be a lot of work, but it must also give you great satisfaction that you actually have control of everything that goes on with your career.
It does, you know. I mean, the thing is, at least with this CD, like I will be presenting to other people in the past, distributors, and possibly some other, you know, labels in Europe and Japan. But at least I want to get to the stage where I at least recorded it. It's all done, you know, the artwork, etc. So the overall, say, feel of the album. And then, at least when you give it to someone, they'll know what it's all about. And if they don't like it, that's totally fine too. But at least they'll have a clear idea of the vision and what you're trying to accomplish with this specific CD, etc. And because sometimes it's quite funny, you know, you can record an album or so, and then a label will—they'll do the artwork and do an album cover, which will have nothing to do with the music whatsoever. You know, you just have no control. So at least I thought this way, you know, at least once in my life, I'll just try and do something that, like I said, at least I can take responsibility for, whether it be good or bad.
Hey, Errol, thank you very much, man, for taking the time, giving us a call on the HBB Studio Line to talk about your debut album, Demented Honor. If you want to find out more information about it, you can log on to his website at www.errolsora.com and find out how you can order a copy of Demented Honor. Finishing off this week's edition of the HBB's New Metal here in the Headbangers Basement, here is Errol Sora and Highway to Nowhere in the Headbangers Basement.